Proposed rulemaking, there is none. Next item is manufacturer, distributor, and supplier licensee items. Does anybody want to present on this?
Yes.
Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Fuchter, Mr. Lorenzini, and staff. Donna Moore, on behalf of Inspired Gaming UK, we're here today to ask approval for a manufacturer's license. And with me, I have Martin Lucas, who is Vice President of New Markets with Inspired.
Okay, I just wanted to say thank you for the extensive support and professional manner in which our applications have been handled at what is clearly a very busy and exciting time, so thank you.
Very good, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any questions? Hearing none, I'll recognize Member Dolenz.
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board grant a video gaming manufacturer license to Inspired Gaming UK Limited for a period of 1 year expiring in September 2020.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Great.
Inspired Gaming USA.
So Inspired Gaming USA has applied to be a distributor. And again, we thank everybody for their time and effort on both of these applications and are seeking approval of a distributor license.
Thank you. Any questions? Member Dolenz.
Based on SAS investigation recommendation, I move that the board approve a video gaming distributor license to Inspired Gaming USA, Inc. for a period of 1 year expiring in September 2020.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much.
No? There were no license renewals for consideration, so we'll next go to terminal operator licensees. United Gaming Operator, LLC.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this application was before the board. However, Section 26 of the Video Gaming Act requires that applicants or persons with a substantial interest in applicant or the equity owners in this case have established Illinois residency before being licensed. We recommend that this matter be tabled until the next meeting as the applicants and the owners of the applicant have not yet established Illinois residency.
Thank you. Chair recognizes Member Dolenz.
Yes, thank you. I move that the board table consideration of licensure of United Gaming Operator LLC's terminal operator application until such time as the applicant provides the information requested by staff relative to the residency of its substantial owners.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. License renewals. Aces Up Gaming and Bell Gaming. Chair recognizes Member Hayden.
Thank you. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring September 2020. One, Aces Up Gaming LLC, and two, Bell Gaming LLC.
Is there a second?
Yes, sir.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Next item is technicians and terminal handlers. Initial licenses, approvals, and denial. Mr. Administrator.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this month the staff provided you with a number of applications for technician and terminal handler licenses. Based on our review, we recommend the board approve 73 applications, and we also recommend that the board authorize the administrator to issue 4 notices of denial.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, I'll recognize Member Dolenz.
Based on staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board approve 4 technician licenses and 69 terminal handler licenses, and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following individuals: Ryan Patrick Cohen, Daniel Patrick Marici, Tonika Lashon Harris, and Clinton John Calhoun.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Member Dolenz.
I further move that based on staff's investigation recommendation that the board approve James Lindell Eldridge for a terminal handler license.
Member Ramirez, did you have a comment to make?
Yes, I'd like to recuse myself from this vote.
Very good. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Recognize the administrator.
Thank you. Additionally, the staff requests that the board renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who are licensed or renewed in September 2018, are in compliance with the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules, and have properly updated their applications and pay their annual fees on time.
Any questions of the administrator? Hearing none, the chair recognizes Member Garcia.
Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board renew the technician and terminal handler licenses that were licensed or renewed in September 2018, and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Next item on the agenda, video gaming establishment applicant items, approvals and denials. Mr. Administrator.
This month, members of the board and Mr. Chairman, the staff provided you with a number of establishment applications for your consideration. We recommend that the board approve 115 applications and authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to 10 applicants.
Any questions? Hearing none, I'll recognize Member Ramirez.
Thank you. Based on the staff's investigation recommendation, I move that the board approve 81 video gaming establishment licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in September 2020, subject to licensee's payment of applicable licensing fee on or before October 31, 2019, and further authorize the administrator to issue notices of denial to the following applicants. One, Alejandro Mexican Restaurant, LLC, DBA, Alejandro's Mexican Restaurant, Winnie's Cafe, Inc., DBA, Winnie's Cafe, Inc., number 18070-2684. Arlen Alou, doing business as Beth Alto Family Eagle Nuts Restaurant. Number four, Angel's Pizza of Harvard, Inc., doing business as Angel's Pizza of Harvard. Five, Ferguson Entertainment, LLC, DBA Gaming Spa. Giovanni's Catering, Inc., DBA Giovanni's Catering. Seven, Poyos El Carbon, El Corral, Inc., doing business as Chapala. Eight, Canal Port 2, Inc., doing business as Canal Port. Nine, Sally's 4th Street Bistro, Inc., DBA Sally's 4th Street Bistro. And 10, TNT's Roadhouse, LLC, doing business as TNT's Roadhouse.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Frechter.
In addition, the staff recommends that the board issue a video gaming establishment to Judy's Place, Inc., DBA, Judy's Place.
Thank you. Member Garcia?
I move that the board issue a video gaming establishment license to Judy's Place, Incorporated, doing business as Judy's Place for a period of 1 year, expiring September 2020, subject to licensee's payment of the applicable licensing fee on or before October 31st, 2019.
The chair will recognize Member Dolenz for a comment.
I'm going to recuse myself from this vote.
Okay. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
And any discussion? Before we go, I have one question here. No discussion. We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Thank you. The next matter before the board involves two applicants, Trudy's Cafe LLC, DBA Trudy's Cafe, 18070417, Sauk Village, and Trudy's Cafe LLC, DBA Trudy's Cafe, and that is number 18070-3393 in Midlothian. The board was prepared to act on both of these applications at this meeting. However, 5 days ago, on September 11th, 2019, the board received requests under Video Gaming Act Rule 1800.555 to allow withdrawal of these license applications for both the Trudy's Cafe in Sauk Village and the Trudy's Cafe in Midlothian. Pursuant to Rule, Video Gaming Act Rule 1800-555C, I am objecting to the request because withdrawal of these applications at this point is contrary to the integrity of gaming in Illinois and the public interest. The applicants may respond to my objection and present any reasons why the board should overrule it in writing no later than 14 days before the next board meeting on November 7th. The response should be delivered to the Gaming Board General Counsel, Augustino Lorenzini, and Board Secretary, Alicia Passfield. Based on my objection, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, I would recommend that the board table these applications so you can consider any response the applicants wish to make to you, as well as my objection at the next board meeting.
And thank you. And I would comment that it is appropriate to allow the applicant time to avail itself of the full withdrawal procedures pursuant to the rules of the board, and that I would recommend that we grant Trudy's Cafe LLC, doing business Trudy's Cafe of Sauk Village, and Trudy Cafe LLC, doing business as Trudy's Cafe of Midlothian, leave before the next board meeting to file with the board its request to withdraw. And in line of that, I'll recognize Member Ramirez.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the board table the applications of Trudy's Cafe LLC, doing business as Trudy's Cafe, 18070-4167, Sauk Village, and Trudy's Cafe LLC, doing business as Trudy's Cafe, 18070-3393, to afford the applicant time to seek leave from the board to withdraw these applications if it so chooses.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? None. The motion carries. License renewals and non-renewals. Mr. Administrator.
Thank you. Staff also recommends that the board renew the licenses of retail, truck stop, veterans, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in September 2018 and that are in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll recognize Member Ramirez.
Thank you. Based on the stats investigation recommendation, I move that the board renew the licenses of retail establishments, truck stop establishments, veterans establishments, and fraternal establishments that were licensed or renewed in September of 2018 and that have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fee, and are otherwise in compliance with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules, and that the board authorize the administrator issue notices of non-renewal to the following: Charles H. and Sandra N. Sign, doing business as the Pub Club Broadway, Carpenterville's DFW Post Number 5915, Inc., doing business as Carpenterville's DFW Post Number 5915.
Thank you. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Before we move to request for hearing, there's one issue that we submit for the board's consideration related to Tumbles Inc. DBA Wonder Why Tap. In August 2018, the board issued a notice of non-renewal to this location because at that time the location had an active tax liability. Due to an oversight, the non-renewal process was never finalized. Legal staff recommends resolving this issue by rescinding the previous non-renewal and renewing the location retroactive to August 2018, subject to the location's payment of its 2018 and 2019 renewal fees.
Thank you. Any questions of the administrator? Hearing none, I'll recognize Member Hayden.
Thank you. Based on staff's investigation and recommendation, I move that the board rescind its prior non-renewal and renew Tumbles Inc. doing business as Wonder Y Tap licensure retroactive to August 2018, subject to said location's payment of its 2018 and 2019 renewal fees.
Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Request for hearing and reapplications. Request for hearing, Mr. Administrator.
Thank you. This month, the staff reviewed 7 requests for hearing. The first hearing comes from Lindell Tawan Parker. In August 2019, the board denied a terminal handler license to this applicant because, in part, the applicant failed to disclose 7 arrests. Although the applicant admitted to these arrests in his request for hearing, that request was not timely and failed to include proper certification language, was not an original version with signatures, and did not provide new facts or otherwise state a prima facie case. Accordingly, staff recommends denying applicant a hearing.
Thank you. The chair recognizes Member Hayden.
Thank you. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board deny the hearing request submitted by Lindell Tawan Parker.
Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Next, we move on to Sauced Pub Inc., doing business as Sauced Pub. The board denied the license application of this establishment at the August 2019 board meeting because its 100% owner failed to disclose a past conviction. In its request for hearing, Sauced Pub's owner claims to have no subsequent convictions and that his failure to disclose was an oversight, which he can explain. Applicant therefore has stated a prima facie case, and staff recommends that the board grant the applicant a hearing.
Thank you. The chair recognizes Member Hayden.
Thank you. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Sauce Pub Inc. doing business as Sauce Pub.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
In August 2019, the board denied an establishment license to Priya Tobacco Inc., doing business as the Tobacco Shop, based on staff's determination that the location could not comply with certain seating requirements in the Video Gaming Act. The Tobacco Shop has since submitted a timely request that includes plans applicant believes will comply with the requirements of our seating rules. Accordingly, the staff recommends granting a hearing.
Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll recognize Member Hayden.
Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Priya Tobacco Inc., doing business as the Tobacco Shop.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
The next matter is Shivanash Inc., doing business as Livingston IGA, an applicant that the board denied licensure to at the August 2019 board meeting after board agents concluded that the proposed placement of DGTs within the location violated terminal visibility rules. Applicant states that it has changed the layout of the location and corrected the problem, having created a new space for the VGTs immediately adjacent to the cashier area to ensure that VGTs are always within view of an employee, as required. Applicant provided photographic evidence demonstrating that it completely remediated the only issue preventing licensure. For these reasons, staff recommends rescinding the prior denial and granting a license.
Thank you. Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, the chair recognizes Member Hayden.
Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board rescind its prior denial and grant licensure to Shivanash Inc., doing business as Livingston IGA.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Next is Napoli Cucina LLC DBA Canta Napoli. The board denied licensure to this location in August 2019 for having an active tax liability with the Department of Revenue. In the request for hearing, Napoli Cucina LLC admits that it had an income tax liability, but has since taken corrective measures, including retaining both regulatory counsel and an accounting firm. Applicant is not statutorily barred, has addressed the stated facts in the denial letter, and has included additional facts which state a prima facie case. Accordingly, legal and the staff recommends granting a hearing.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, the chair will recognize Member Garcia.
Based on staff's investigation, I move that the board grant the hearing requested. I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Napoli Cucina LLC, doing business as Canta Napolina.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
Moving on, we have Taco San Jose, Inc., doing business as Taco San Jose. In August 2019, the board denied a license to this establishment for failure to cooperate with the investigation and licensing process. The board has identified a relative of the 100% owner as a person of significant influence or control who needed to be added to this location's application. In its request for hearing, applicant admits all relevant facts, but contests the designation of the relative as a PSIC. Since applicant has stated a prima facie case, staff recommends granting a hearing.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, the chair recognizes Member Hayden.
Thank you. Based on staff's recommendation, I move that the board grant the hearing request submitted by Taco San Jose, Inc., doing business as Taco San Jose.
Is there a second? Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Mr. Administrator.
And finally, we have Cisco Sports Bar LLC doing business as Cisco Sports Bar LLC. The board denied a license to applicant at the June 13th, 2019 board meeting for several reasons, including a prior denial, background check issues, and the owner's involvement as an undisclosed PSIC of a license from which the board ultimately revoked. In its request for hearing, applicant's owner admits his involvement in the revocation matter, but contests the underlying facts of a previous arrest and criminal conviction. Because applicant has stated a prima facie case, staff recommends granting a hearing.
Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none, the chair will recognize Member Garcia.
Based on staff's recommendation, I move the board grant the hearing to Cisco Sports Bar LLC, doing business as Cisco Sports Bar LLC.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries. Next item.
Sure.
Okay.
All right, go ahead. Okay.
Next item on the agenda is litigation and settlements. Chair recognizes the administrator.
Thank you. Last on the agenda today, we have three administrative decisions to address which involve licenses. First is DC 17-27, In re Timothy Adams, 18 GB039, and DC 17-28, In re Michael Fan, 18 GB040. These were contested matters involving illegal gambling by casino employees. Staff recommends adopting the administrative law judge's recommendation and issuing final orders of revocation of these individuals' licenses.
Thank you. Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, the chair recognizes Member Dolans.
Thank you. I move that the board adopt administrative law judge's recommendation in both DC 17-27 in regards to Timothy Adams, 18 GB039, and DC 17-28 in regards to Michael Fan, 18 GB040, and issue final board orders revoking their respective licenses.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say no. Motion carries. The administrator?
And finally, we have DC-V-18-076, In re Michael J. Whitaker, Sr., DBA Charlie's Lounge, 18GB055, which concerned an establishment operating video gaming terminals without a valid liquor license. Staff recommends adopting the administrative law judge's recommendation that licensee's failure to maintain his liquor license subjects him to discipline.
Thank you. Any questions for the administrator? Hearing none, Chair recognizes Member Dolans.
Thank you. I move that the board adopt administrative law judge's recommendations in DCV-18-076 in regards to Michael J. Whitaker, Sr., doing business as Charlie's Lounge, 18GB055, and issue a final board order revoking his license.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Yes. We'll proceed to the vote. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Chair recognizes the administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before we adjourn, I just wanted to amplify statements I made at the outset of today's meeting. First, there is no meeting on October 24th. There is a meeting on November 7th. There is no meeting on November 21st, and there will be a meeting on December 19th. I want to again encourage everyone who has comments, proposed rules, or any thoughts they wish to share with the board regarding sports betting to go to our website and submit comments through the portal that's available there. And I also want to encourage people to continue monitoring our website for press releases, emergency rules, and other information related to gaming expansion. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other business to come before the board? Hearing none, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor of the motion to adjourn say aye.
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 Those opposed say no. Motion granted, and we are adjourned.
Thank you.